Hello.
Hello, is Bessie Littlemore there?
Who's calling?
Yes, I'm Chris. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I'm merely conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Black.
Thank you. What is your age?
78.
Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Yes, I will vote.
Is it a definitely vote or probably?
Yes, vote.
Okay, thank you. And now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following issues do you most want Congress focused on? You can select up to two, and we do have a long list over here, but you can tell me if I stop, and we can choose the two. The list is as the following. Protecting women's reproductive freedoms and abortion rights. Protecting LGBTQ rights, reducing gun violence, investing in maternal health to make pregnancy and childbirth safer, reducing crime, improving K through 12 public school education, increasing border security and stopping illegal immigration, protecting voting rights and fighting threats to our democracy, lowering the cost of health and prescription drugs, improving the economy, standing up to the rise in racism and discrimination, providing affordable childcare, or fighting inflation. Which of those do you think is the most important? And you can select up to two.
The first one was
protecting women's reproductive freedoms and abortion rights?
That was number one.
Mm-hmm.
And number two would be the health, low in health.
Which one?
The health, lowering the cost of...
Oh, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs?
Yes.
Okay. And thinking about how the economy is going, specifically for you and your family, would you say that your wages or salary are just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind the cost of living, or rising to the point where you feel you can get ahead?
Keeping up with the cost of living.
Thank you. Similarly to the other one, to the other question, here are some reasons others have given for why they say crime is rising. Please tell me which one you think is the biggest reason, and from the list, you can select up to two choices. The list goes as follows. A lack of good paying jobs and opportunities for people without a degree or job training. A broken bail and parole system, which lets criminals back on the streets too quickly. Prosecutors and elected officials who are not tough enough on crime. Inadequate programs to help lower income people. A toxic culture, music, TV, video games, and movies that promote bad values. Inflation and rising cost of living, making it harder for people to get by. Reduced funding for public services to help people in need. Too many undocumented immigrants crossing our borders. Lack of after-school programs and mentoring to keep children from criminal activity. Too many guns flooding our streets. Too many young people not being properly parented and raised. too many people suffering from mental illnesses on our streets, or not enough police officers on the streets.
Wow. Too many young people with guns, I think, I remember that. And, oh, well, it was so many. Not, trying to think of which one. Not enough. What was it?
Just let me know based on your opinion, and I will search for the one that is closest, and you tell me if that was the one.
Okay. The first one would be there's too many guns on the streets.
Mm-hmm.
And the second one would be not enough to keep young, something to keep young people occupied.
Okay, so it was too many guns flooding our streets and lack of after-school programs and mentoring to keep children away from criminal activity.
Right, that's the second one, yes.
Thank you. And how much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools?
How much have I heard? A lot.
A lot. Okay, thank you. Do you support or oppose the efforts to remove or ban books from public schools?
No.
Do you somewhat oppose it or strongly oppose it?
Strongly oppose it.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please just let me know. The first one is Kamala Harris.
100.
Can you rate her from 0 to 100? I'm sorry. Where if 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards Kamala Harris, I'm so sorry about that.
What, 100?
Okay, thank you. What about critical race theory or CRT?
50.
Joe Biden?
80.
Beyonce?
Say it again.
Beyonce?
Beyonce? Oh, 100.
100. The gay rights movement?
100.
Kevin McCarthy?
Who? Say it again.
Kevin McCarthy?
20.
Barack Obama?
100.
Donald Trump?
1.
Thank you. Now, I know it's way off, but thinking about the 2024 presidential election, if that election was held today and the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican, Cornel West, the third-party candidate, and Joe Biden as a Democrat, for whom would you vote?
Joe Biden.
Thank you very much. Now, switching things a bit, please rate how much of each of the following could impact you personally using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it will have a major impact on your life, 5 means a moderate impact on your life, and 0 means that you think it won't have any impact at all in your life. You can use any number between 0 to 10. The first one is crime and violence in this country.
10.
Affirmative action ending.
10.
the country's economy going through a recession soon?
10.
Climate change?
10.
Thank you. Now, and with this, we still have a few more questions to go, but I appreciate your patience. Now I'm going to read you a series of policy statements that some say the government should implement. For each one, please tell me if you agree or disagree with that policy. The government should pass a law that creates a federal paid family and medical leave program for all workers to take care of themselves or family members with a serious health condition. Do you agree or disagree?
Agree.
Do you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Agree. Strongly agree.
Thank you. Ban assault weapons?
Strongly agree.
The government should pass legislation to protect abortion rights so that abortion is legal nationwide.
Strongly agree.
The government should legalize marijuana for citizens over the age of 21 for medical and recreational use.
Strongly agree.
Children under 18 should not be allowed to pursue medical gender reassignment, such as undergoing surgery or taking hormone blockers.
Strongly agree.
Raise the salaries of public schools, teachers, and support staff.
Strongly agree.
The government should provide free childcare to all families.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. In which, if any, of the following situations should employers be required by law to give their workers paid time off? Mothers adopting a child, yes or no?
Yes.
Fathers whose spouse and partner is giving birth to a child?
Yes.
When dealing with a mental health episode?
Yes.
Sickness or serious injury?
Yes.
Death of a family member?
Yes.
Fathers adopting a child?
Yes.
Mothers giving birth to a child?
Yes.
Caring for a family member with a serious health condition?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Now, how often would you say you experience sexism in your everyday life? Would you say is very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Not often.
And have any of the following things happened to you or a member of your household in the last 12 months? A home was vandalized or broken into?
Is that a yes or no?
Yes. Which of the following things have happened to you or a family member on your household in the last 12 months?
Okay, no.
Okay. A car was stolen or broken into?
No.
Money or property was stolen?
No.
Violent crime such as assault?
Repeat that.
Violent crime such as assault?
No.
Thank you. Now, so we're going to switch gears again. The last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling you have completed?
I have a BS degree.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Separated.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
How would you describe the area where you live? Is it urban, suburban, rural?
Repeat it.
How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Urban.
How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once a week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever or never?
Once a week.
Now, I'm going to read you a list of news outlets for stations. For each, please tell me how often you regularly watch or read them in the span of a week. Your local TV news.
Daily.
So that would be very often?
Very often.
Mm-hmm. CNN?
Very often.
MSNBC?
Very often.
Network news such as NBC, ABC, or CBS?
Very often.
Fox News?
No.
Would that be not that often or seldom to never?
Never.
Regardless of how you previously voted, do you think yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Would you consider yourself a strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Which of the following best describes your current health insurance coverage? Do you have Medicare, Medicaid, health insurance provided by you or your spouse's employer, health insurance you bought and paid for yourself, no health insurance or other?
Health insurance paid for by spouse.
From your, is it bought or from an employer?
It's from an employer.
Okay, thank you. Who is the primary breadwinner in your household? Is it you, your spouse, you and your spouse jointly, your parents,
me.
Your child?
Me.
Okay. Would you please tell me into which of the following categories the yearly income of your household falls, including everyone in the household? Under $15,000, $15,000 to $30,000, $30,000 to $50,000, $50,000 to $75,000.
50 to 70.
Okay, thank you. Do you identify yourself as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
And that was the last question. Thank you very much for your participation. You've been very kind and have a wonderful day. Okay. Goodbye.